Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Thank You Jesus with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Reba Shiki Andarabosoya. Hallelujah, welcome to Thank You Jesus with Mika. Hallelujah, I am Mika and you are blessed. Amen, you are blessed. Coming to the house to thank you, Jesus. Coming to the house to thank you, Jesus. Coming to the house to thank you, Jesus. You are blessed. Yes. Amen. Can we just praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Can we just set the atmosphere right now? Hallelujah. Rabo Shiki Andaraya. The Lord loves our praise. Hallelujah. I believe that we've talked enough to man today. Amen. Somebody. Hallelujah. It's now time that we speak with the Lord. Rest and abide in the Lord. Be still in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Worship Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. We didn't hear enough of the TV. Hallelujah. We didn't heard enough of the radio. Hallelujah. We didn't heard enough of the news. We didn't heard enough what our neighbor has to say, our family member has to say. How about we hear what Jesus has to say? Hallelujah. Jesus. Yes, Lord. We love you. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We minimize ourselves right now. Hallelujah. We reduce ourselves to nothing right now. Hallelujah. That you may be magnified, that you may be increased. Hallelujah. Lord God, we ask that you will forgive us our sins, those known and unknown. Hallelujah. Lord God, we come, Rabashianda Rabasando. We come in reverence. We come in awe of you. We come with a fear of respect for you, O God. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us in this hour. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for we know not how we ought to pray. So we thank you for leading us in instructing us and guiding us. Hallelujah. We thank you for wisdom that you are releasing in this hour. We thank you for revelation that you are Lebasanda Raboshiki Andrea handing out in this hour. We thank you for understanding. We thank you for knowledge. Hallelujah. In this hour, we thank you for your peace, Lord God, Jehovah Shalom. We thank you for peace that you are pouring out on us right now, on our minds, on our hearts, on our bodies, in our home, in our living rooms. Alabasando Roboshia. We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. A peace, Rabosaya, not like the world can give. A peace not like Raboshiki Andaraya Rabosondarayo. Hallelujah. Humans can give. We thank you for your peace, O God. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for joy. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you for joy in this hour. We thank you for joy, O God. And we thank you for salvation. Hallelujah. Reba shiki andara bo sondoro vasara yarabayando usure yarabashi andara ya. Thank you, Lord God. Reba sangondoro bo shi andara ya. We worship. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We cast every care unto you, O God. And we reba shiki andara basaya. We sit. We sit in you, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, today, amen, today, hallelujah, there's a question. There's a question maybe that you are asking, maybe I am asking, hallelujah. Maybe it's on our hearts and our minds. Hallelujah. And it's a question, hallelujah, that Gideon asked. Amen, somebody. It's a question, hallelujah, that Gideon asked. Amen, hallelujah. And this question is, where are all the miracles? Where are all the miracles? Where are the miracles? Amen. So I want to go right now into the book of Judges. Hallelujah. Judges chapter 6, starting at verse 11, reading through to verse 16. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your spirit. Hallelujah. For where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. Thank you for your spirit, oh God. Thank you for your spirit resting on everyone under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that it's your words that are being spoken out of my mouth. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Judges 6, verses 11 through 16. I'm reading the New Living Translation. Hallelujah. Then the angel of the Lord came and sat beneath the great tree at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash of the clan of Abiezer. Gideon, son of Joash, was threshing wheat at the bottom of a winepress to hide the grain from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Mighty hero, the Lord is with you. Mighty man of valor," the King James Version reads, "the Lord is with you." "Sir," Gideon replied, "if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? And where are all the miracles our ancestors told us about? Didn't they say the Lord brought us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to the Midianites." Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go with the strength you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I am sending you." "But Lord," Gideon replied, "how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh, and I'm the least in my entire family." The Lord said to him, "I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man. I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man." And so again, I reiterate the question that Gideon asked. Maybe you're asking it and don't even realize you are asking it. Maybe as you are looking to the left, to the right, to the north, to the south, the question is, where are all the miracles our ancestors told us about? Where are all the miracles from the God, from Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? We thank you, Father God, for this word that is not returning unto you void, but it's accomplishing everything that you released it to do. We thank you in advance for the miracles in Jesus' mighty name. So Gideon, hiding in the cave, amen, ask a question to the angel of the Lord who appeared to him, saying, "Where are all the miracles our ancestors told us about? Why is he asking this?" Amen. It's because the children of Israel, Gideon included, is suffering. It's under oppression. Amen. In the beginning of chapter 6, hallelujah, someone, it reveals to us their condition and why they are in this condition. And the Bible says, hallelujah, that the Lord had handed them over to the Midianites because the Israelites did evil in the sight of the Lord. Hallelujah, someone. They found themselves in hiding places, in mountains and caves and in strongholds, because now the Midianites had prevailed over them and had gained momentum over them. And the reason, and so now we see why Gideon is looking for a miracle. Gideon is looking to be delivered. The Israelites are looking to be delivered because the things are hard, hallelujah, and because they see oppression, and because they are experiencing bondage, hallelujah, Rabba Shiki anda Rabo Sondoroyo. And so God, in this time, hallelujah, in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of scares and fears, in the midst of whatever the dryness that you're experiencing, the pain, we find ourselves in these nothing positions, in these nothing conditions, that we are looking, crying out to God, looking for his mighty hand, looking for his miracle working power, looking for his saving grace, yearning for his mercy, like the blind, like blind Bartimaeus shouting hallelujah from the despair of his condition, of his blindness. "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Hallelujah. Hallelujah, someone. And so just as Gideon, in a conversation with the Lord, asked, "Where are all the miracles our ancestors told us about? We have heard about Jesus, amen. We have heard about God, how God performed mighty miracles, how he miraculously, hallelujah, by his spirit caused the children of Israel to leave out of Egypt, hallelujah. The 2 million of them, we know of his miracles, of how he parted the Red Seas. We know of his miracles, of how he produced water out of a rock. We know of his miracles, hallelujah, Rabbi Kianda Raboshia, of how he caused his people to defeat armies and those that were coming against them when they are in a mere position of praise, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know, hallelujah, and we read about, hallelujah, of the miracles that Jesus did, amen, walking on this earth. And we know how he called Lazarus out of the tomb, called Lazarus out of his sleeping place or the dead place. And we know how, amen, he multiplied and he took 2 fish and 5 loaves and he caused it to be more than enough for the 5,000 men plus women and children. And we know how he did the same thing with the 7 loaves, hallelujah, for the 4,000 men plus women and children, hallelujah. And we read about in we learn and we know how God, how Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, hallelujah, forgave sins and healed people out of their paralytic place, hallelujah. And we know how every lame person came to Jesus, and how every deaf person came to Jesus, and how every blind person came to Jesus, and how every vexed person came to Jesus and was healed and was delivered and was blessed and was radically transformed and was made whole. And so, Rabasaya, because we know that God is well able, hallelujah, and because we read about and we see who God is, who Yahweh is, who Jesus is, it causes us the same way it caused Gideon to ask, where are all the miracles now? Where are all the miracles now, Lord? Where we're looking for you. We're waiting for you. Hallelujah. Only you can help us out of this situation. Only you can raise us up out of this paralyzed place, this stagnant place. Huh? Only you can change this delay into advancement and progression. Hallelujah. Only you, hallelujah, can take this fear and give us peace. And only you, Karabayando Boshia, can do the hard thing. And with you, can we do what a man calls impossible. And I believe that God, in this time, wants us to be looking to him to see his mighty power. I believe that God wants us to be expecting his mighty power, to see his omniscience, to experience his omnipotence. Amen. So what I want to do is I want to look at the Israelites. Hallelujah. I want to look at the Israelites because what God did with the Israelites, what God did with Gideon, is what God is doing with us. Is what God is doing with you. Amen. Hallelujah. In Revelations 1 and 8, the scripture says that I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. So what we seen him do, hallelujah, he's able to do now. And just because we haven't seen it, amen, at the level that we read about, and just because maybe we haven't experienced it at the level that we read about and that we hear about, amen, and faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God, does not mean, hallelujah, he is not able to do it in that fashion again today. And I believe, hallelujah, is ripe and the conditions are perfect for God doing his mighty miracles now. Hallelujah. So the Israelites were oppressed. The Israelites were in a condition of oppression. The Israelites were in a condition Notice how I say word. And I'm not saying word in the sense of because it was in ancient days. Amen. It's also word in the past tense because God delivered them from that condition. And as God delivered them from that condition, God is delivering you from that condition. Yes, Lord. The Israelites were under attack. Hallelujah. The Israelites were suffering. The Israelites, amen, handoroboshiki andarabasaya, were scared. Hallelujah. Are any of these conditions, amen, ringing true in your life? Where are you seemingly under attack? Where are you experiencing hardship, suffering? Where in any place in your relationship, in your finances, in your family, in your friend circle, amen, in the workplace, in your business, are you hurting? Are you scared? Hallelujah. Are you working and still there's no progress? Are you working and you don't experience the fruit of your labor? Because the Israelites, they were working. Gideon, we meet Gideon in the text, and he is working, amen. And he has to work in a hidden place, amen, to protect that which he is producing so that his family have food to eat, because the Midianites and the Amalekites and the people of the east come out in droves and in multitudes, amen, and devour their sustenance. The Israelites had in this time had to provide for themselves. How many of us in this time are having to provide for ourselves, having to work two and three jobs, amen, and still don't have enough, having to rabashiki and rabosuya, bust your butt, toil, struggle, amen, hallelujah, find yourself stressing over and still is not good enough. Still, it's not enough. Yes, hallelujah. Why does the Holy Spirit highlight the providing for themselves? Because in this time, and what we even see in the text is God is, he is Jehovah Jireh. He is Yahweh Yireh. He is a provider. His very name is provider. And in this time, God is providing. And in these coming days, in these coming months, he's providing is miraculously for you in your life, in your children. Ah, the way he is providing. Hallelujah. So we have to know the difference between the providing for ourselves and God providing for us. In this time, pre-God's miraculous power, we see the children of Israel providing for themselves. And we see, amen, in the text. And I implore you to even read Judges 6 and 7 when you have some time, just you, God, and the Holy Spirit. Amen, somebody. But we see in the text that the children of Israel are operating and functioning in hiding places. They're in mountains and caves and strongholds. Who is stuck between a rock and a hard place? Who, amen, is in a place where there's no harvest and no fruit? And it's, oh, I hear you, Holy Spirit. Who and where? Is it you, or is it who you're dealing with that has a hard heart? Amen. And in the face of injustice, amen. Mm-hmm. God is dealing with that. Mm-hmm. God is handling that. Amen. Are you dealing with someone with a hard heart? Amen. Does God need to soften our heart? Amen. In these times, is there a stubbornness that is functioning, a stubbornness in a rebellion? Rebelliousness in walking with God and disobedience and walking with God and in his instruction and submitting to him. Hallelujah. Where are we operating in our own logic, in our own headspace, and not in Christ? For God's ways are not like our ways. They are greater and they are higher. Hallelujah. What about in those relationships? You're dealing with someone with a hard heart. Amen. Trust God. May God give you the boldness to move as he is instructing you to move. Hallelujah. We thank you for softening hearts and minds right now. We thank you for favor, Lord God. The children of Israel, they sowed seed. But before they can experience the harvest of the seed that they sowed, the Amalekites and the Midianites destroyed the produce of the land, destroyed the land. Amen. So it can become easily become discouraging. Hallelujah. When you're working in doing things and not seeing the fruit of. You're working, but it's being met with a no. You're applying, and it's being met with a not right now. Hallelujah. You're doing even in your ministry. Hallelujah. And there's no growth, and you see no progress. In your business, hallelujah, instead of the numbers getting better, they're getting worse. Come on, somebody. There's no sustenance. There's a place of nothing to eat. You're dealing with nothing. What is the nothing, amen, that you're dealing with? Even in this moment right now, I hear the nothing, like, what's wrong? And you're replying, nothing, nothing. Don't worry about it, nothing. May God, and there's no communication. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Can't seem to get on the same accord. Nobody around you understands you. God is dealing with that. God is interrupting that. God is changing that the way he changed it for the Israelites. Hallelujah. The numbers were against the children of Israel. Hallelujah. Their enemy was too numerous to count, the Bible says. Hallelujah. Lebasaya, do you feel like you're drowning? Listen, God is exposing all these different things. Why? Because he is letting you know that he is in the matter. He is with you. The same way that he told Gideon, the same way when the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, mighty hero, mighty man of valor, the Lord is with you. It made Gideon reply, if the Lord is with us, why is all this happening? It doesn't feel like the Lord is with me. It doesn't sound like the Lord is with me. It doesn't look like the Lord is with me. It doesn't look like the Lord is on my side. It doesn't look like the Lord is fighting on my behalf. It doesn't look like the Lord is Rabashiki Andrea moving on my behalf and helping me and rescuing me. It doesn't look like it. It doesn't feel like it. But hallelujah, we can't look and we can't feel with our natural. Amen. Because the natural is unable to detect it until God reveals it to the natural. Amen. And so just like the Lord says to Gideon, the Lord is with you. If anything, God has brought me to you in this moment, in this very second, to let you know that the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you, mighty hero. The Lord is with you, mighty man, mighty woman of valor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That also, it also reveals how God speaks to you and calls you, amen, not from the situation that you see and not out of the condition that you are experiencing in the natural. Amen. And just because, amen, you don't have money in your bank account, God will come in and not call you broke, but call you rich, call you prosperous. I need you to know and to agree with what God is saying to you and who he's calling you to be. Do not look at your natural and allow your natural, allow what you've seen, heard, felt, amen, experienced, but with your natural senses to dictate and to tell you a lie. Hallelujah. The condition had not changed in the Lord was calling Gideon mighty man of valor. He still hadn't seen the change yet. When God calls you great, blessed, wise, prosperous, strong, able, confident, fearfully and wonderfully made, you cleave to the Lord and continue to walk and see him into you, into that, and see him eradicate the natural, the natural picture, and give you the better picture. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's continue to look at the children of Israel. The children of Israel were stripped bare. They were reduced to starvation. You may not be reduced to starvation. Maybe some are, amen. Maybe you're reduced to begging. Amen. Maybe some of us are reduced to having to borrow. Maybe some of us are reduced to having to depend on someone else. Amen. And it doesn't feel right, but that's what the elements have reduced you to in this time. And maybe you're reduced to having to move and stay with someone else. Maybe a starvation for bread, but maybe you're starving for some good news. How about that? And or maybe Karabashikianda. Your starvation is the one for a promotion, for an increase. Maybe your starvation is not that of bread and meat, but Reba shiki andarabo sondo robo shi andaraya reba sando usuru you for health and for love karabayandaraya and of encouragement and of hope. Come on, somebody. Again, why is God exposing and revealing? Because he's letting you know that in this time, with God, all things are possible. And what you are going to experience and how this is going to happen is by the mighty hand of God. By the mighty hand of God. The children of Israel were greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. They were greatly impoverished. Maybe some of us are greatly impoverished financially. Maybe some of us are greatly impoverished relationally. Maybe we are greatly impoverished in the area of trust, being able to trust others. Hallelujah. Rabashiki andarabosundoroya. If you are experiencing some trust issues, amen, bring those to the Lord and stay at the place with God and let him teach you how to trust and let him remove all the past. Amen. So that you can go forward, amen, into the prosperity, into what God has in store. Hallelujah. Greatly impoverished, because of someone else, because of things, amen, in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of with the economy being shaken. Oh, that doesn't stop God from being able to move. That doesn't stop God from being able to prosper. That doesn't stop God from being able to heal. That doesn't stop God from being able to deliver. And as the Israelites cried out to the Lord for help, God hears your cries for help. God hears your cries for help. God hears your cries for help. And he is answering in this time. And he is answering in this time. Amen. The Israelites cried out and God answered. God responded. He first sent a prophet to let them know. Rabashiki andaraya. Look, Rabu Sotaraya. Look. You know what? I'm going to look for it. I want to read it. I don't want to put it in my own words, as I was about to do. I want to read it to you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's right before it. So, in verse 7, it says, when they cried out to the Lord because of Midian, the Lord sent a prophet to the Israelites. He said, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I brought you up out of slavery in Egypt. I rescued you from the Egyptians and from all who oppressed you. I drove out your enemies and gave you their land. I told you, I am the Lord your God. You must not worship the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now live, but you have not listened to me. Let me tell you something. How about this? Let me tell me something. In this time, the one that we ought to listen to is Christ Jesus. The one we ought to listen to, cling to, obey is Christ Jesus. Let us not listen to our own wisdom. Let us not listen to the wisdom of the world. Let us not listen to the wisdom and the expertise of CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, Dabashi Andrea, Facebook, Rebashiki Andarabosoya, Instagram, Alebasanda Robosuya, Google, Yahoo News. Let us listen to God. Let us listen to God. Not to our neighbor, not to Davasanda Rabosoya. This may sound crazy. You must be in the spirit to understand. Not to our husband, our wives, our children, but we listen to Christ. Amen. And when you listen to Christ, he has you in a line. Amen. In functioning within those family structures, that you listening to to the Lord. What have you listening to your husband? You listening to the Lord? What have you listening, amen, to your wife? What have you listening? What have you functioning in obedience? Hallelujah. What have you functioning in obedience with Christ? I feel even right now that some people that misunderstand. Let us be in the sensitive place. The main thing is we listen to Christ. As we listen to Christ, all else is in order. Listening to Christ may cause things to leboshiki andarabasando robushia, may cause things to be disrupted. But whatever is being disrupted and pulled up, amen, was never in order of Christ anyways, was never within the truth, amen. Hallelujah, raboshian de davasat haraya. Thank you, Jesus. So he says, when he sent the prophet, that I brought you up out of slavery, I rescued from the Egyptians all who oppressed you, and I drove out your enemies and gave you their land. This is what God is doing in this time of Gideon. Amen. He's rescuing them from all that are oppressing them. He's driving out their enemies and giving them their land. God is doing the same thing for us. God is doing the same thing for us. God is doing the same thing for you. Rescuing you from all who oppress you, from all that oppresses you, driving out your enemies, hallelujah. You may not have the enemies of the Midianites and the Amalekites. Your enemy, hallelujah, may be that which is fighting against your body, that which is fighting against your relationship, that which is fighting against the good success in your career, that which is trying to fight against the peace in your sound mind, hallelujah. But God, is delivering. Hallelujah. We ought to just be obedient. We are to just listen to Christ. Hallelujah. Notice that the Bible says that the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon while he was working. Gideon was threshing wheat at the bottom of a wine press to hide it from the Midianites. Gideon was working. Just because you've been doing that thing, you've been praying, and you don't see no progress, don't stop praying. Just because you've been preaching, and you don't see the progress, you don't see more people coming, don't stop doing it. Just because, hallelujah, you've been seeking the Lord, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added on. Just because you've been seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and you still have yet to see the all things added, you don't stop seeking. Hallelujah. Rabashi Andrea. Just because, amen, the you don't have the manifestation of your prayers, don't stop praying. Just because your faith, you've been operating in faith, learning how to operate in faith, and you're not seeing the rewards of, just because you've been diligent in, as the Bible says, that God is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. Just because you've been diligent, and you haven't experienced coming to the reward season, oh, I'm here to tell you, your reward season is now. Your reward season is upon you. Hallelujah. Don't stop. The angel of the Lord appeared to him while he was working. Amen. this is not something to just walk over. This is not coincidental. God sees. God seen Gideon's faithfulness. Amen. Where as you go through the text, Gideon was told by the Lord by the Lord to tear down the Baals, the gods of that his father had put up. Gideon was faithful to God. Amen. Let us remain faithful to God. Let us not stop doing. Don't stop doing what you're doing. Everything says give up, stop, quit. You must be doing something wrong. Don't stop. Hallelujah, someone. God is calling you out. God is calling you mighty. God is calling you great. Amen. You may be looking and seeing your weaknesses. You may be looking and seeing your faults. You may be looking and seeing your insecurities. You may be looking and seeing how you can't and how you are unable. God is in that place. Amen. Because in that place, Lebasandaraya, God's glory is magnified. In our weak place, God's strength is made perfect. Hallelujah. With God, amen, in this time, as God is with you, hallelujah, as God is with you. In verse 16, it says, I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man. I want you to know, in this time, as we're closing up, I want you to know that with God, you're going to do the supernatural. With God, you're going to see the supernatural. With God, you're going to see the miraculous. You're going to experience his miracles. You're going to see his glory like never before. With God, you're going to experience what man calls impossible. With God, you're going to see him use you in push you into what man says is impossible. With God, you're going to see what was attacking you fall. With God, you're going to see what's rising up against you right now. You're about to see that under your feet. Amen. With God, you're about to see where finances were a problem and an issue, now it's a blessing. Hallelujah. With God, you're going to see a mighty turnaround. With God, you're going to see great and awesome restoration. With God, Rabashiki Andarabo Sundoroyo. With God, you're going to experience his wonders. Amen. That you give him the glory. Hallelujah. This is not a you thing. In the where you are now, it's not a you thing. It's a God thing. God created this allowed this space, maybe even in some situations created the space, Arabasaya, so that he can come in and show out. In this time, God is showing out. In this time, God is doing great and mighty exploits in his name, that we are to magnify him, dedicate our lives to him, be the light, be the salt. Amen. Amen. So expect. Don't look at how hard it is. Don't look at how impossible it is. Look at your God, who with him, all things are possible. Look at your God, who says, is anything too hard for me? Is anything too hard for me? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you right now, Lord. We magnify you and we glorify you. And we say, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka. Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you, and we'll see you next week. By the grace of God, in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.